Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The biggest breaking news stories, an outspoken opinion. The Breakfast Briefing with Julia Hartley Brewer on Talk Radio.
Good morning to you. Thank you very much indeed for your company. As always, lots and lots to talk about. And you'll notice a certain spring in my step today, not just because it's Friday and we've made it through yet another week of lockdown, but I suppose it's the last week of what's going to feel like, you know, really full lockdown. Big changes when kids went back to school in March. The next big change, of course, was at the end of last month where we were actually... let's face it, legally allowed to see other people meeting in private gardens. I think we can safely say there are an awful lot of people who are perhaps a little bit ahead of the government's rules as opposed to strictly speaking, following them to the letter these days. But Monday is going to see the really big change in terms of retail being able to reopen and outdoor hospitality. Restaurants, bars, cafes and the like all able to open on Monday. And as I just mentioned with James Max, we are going to be joining Mike Graham in the pub from 10 o'clock on Monday morning as he hosts his show in the only way that Mike Graham could on the day that the pubs go back. And hey, I endorse everybody. Get out there. Spend some money. Apparently, other people are excited about their hairdressers reopening. Well, you know, that's half an hour of your time. But, you know, let's get back and let's spend some money in those hospitality venues that have been desperate to reopen all this time. And let's get them back on their feet. Keep those jobs and keep those local fantastic community pubs and restaurants afloat. Come on, dude, this is, you know, your country needs you, everybody. And if there's ever a man who was willing to do that, it's the guest who's joining me all this morning. That's comedian Dave Chawner. Good morning to you, Dave.
Good morning.
Come on, I mean, you've got to feel a little bit happier. The news, I mean, pubs reopening on Monday. And I know you've got the countdown. I know this because every morning you're on, I wake up to a text from you telling me how long it is to the second when pubs are reopening. But we've also got the news that summer holidays are back on as well.
Well, yes, exactly. That's the thing. I mean, the only problem is that, you know, sort of, will people have the money? But to be honest, at this point in time, I'm so sick of seeing these four walls. I'll take a 2-week stretch in Borstal at this point.
Absolutely. I think a lot of people feel that way. I have to say, I have said to my husband, who I think is really missed a lot of his mates living on the other side of the city from us and out of town. You know, he's from what I call the North, Stoke-on-Trent. It's not really the North. I know that, really. But as a south southerner, I'm allowed to say that. But I've said to him, I don't expect to see much of you for the next 2 weeks. I just, you know, fly free, my pretty. You know, go and have fun. But again, as much as it's going to be fun sitting in the freezing cold and rain in a puffer jacket, in a tent outside a pub, which is, this is the problem, isn't it? Is this battle to get the pubs reopened properly. But we'll focus on that a little bit later. Let's talk about the good news, because we've got to focus on good news. There's so little good news about a lot of the time, and this is that summer holidays are back on. They are a go. I never lost faith, Dave. I never lost faith. We were told that at the earliest under the government's exit strategy announced on the 22nd of February that we wouldn't see any foreign travel allowed until May the 17th. It is an absolutely extraordinary situation to live in a Western liberal democracy and not North Korea, but be told you are legally not allowed to leave the country without a good reason. And I was told, apparently, I want to lie on a beach and drink cocktails is not a good enough reason. I think it is, But, you know, I beg to differ with the Transport Secretary on that. We're going to be speaking to him later in the show. But we are now told that the travel restrictions will be eased in time for the summer holidays. There's going to be possibly an easing as early as mid-May. But that we'll have a traffic light system. So there won't be many countries that go on the green light system where you can go and come back without any quarantine. You'll have to do the testing. There'll be a bunch on the amber where you do have to quarantine at home, self-isolate. And there'll be a number on the red list where you basically have to quarantine at the, you know, Her Majesty's pleasure at great expense in a hotel for 10 days. But this does give us a lot of hope, especially that the end of June, they're looking at another review. And of course, you know, with the mass rollout of vaccinations in Europe, that does make it much more likely that countries that are affordable for most holidaymakers, places like Spain, like Greece and others, will go onto that list and be possible. So that will make a real difference to so many families who've struggled over the last year.
Absolutely. It's been such a slog this year, and I think there's so much to look forward to. I also want to give it a bit of space to saying that people are already worried that the tan lines they're going to have to worry about this year are going to be around their face.
Spain suggested at one point you'd have to wear a mask while sunbathing.
Which is brilliant because they obviously have like quite a lot of nudist beaches, which offers a whole can of worms that I'm not even, and that's a bad idiom to use there as well, a can of worms.
Have you ever been to a nudist beach?
I've never been to one. Have you?
I ended up at one by accident, and that's my story, and I'm sticking to it, officer. But genuinely, don't know. And not in a prudish way, but just in a, oh, no.
I think I would feel exactly the same as like when I go into a sort of a nice shop. Like when I walk into Waitrose, I just feel I don't belong here.
People are looking at you going, no. Yeah. Not you, Dave. No.
But this is it. My body looks like it's been carved out of Spam. So I don't think that I should inflict that on anybody else.
Oh, it's a beautiful image. Sorry if anyone's eating their breakfast right now. let's talk about what the issues are in terms of people getting abroad. The key thing at the moment is that a lot of travel companies are saying the big issue here is that, okay, letting people actually travel, giving people some time to plan. So, you know, late June for a lot of countries is not going to help a lot of people who can't get away until the summer holidays, school summer holidays in July. Although I have to say, really looking forward to the government fining people 60 quid for each day off their kids take from school. Good luck with that. I've never taken my child out of school for even half an hour for anything other than an urgent doctor's appointment or actually being off school sick. I mean, not once, never paid all those extra flight costs. I try and do the right thing. And I tell you what, though, if I can get a flight cheaper now, my kid can miss half a day of school. and I'm going to be told, oh, no, your kid can't miss any school. It's like, really? Are you kidding me? Because apparently my kid can miss 6 months of school if they go up to the government. But there we are. But a lot of people are going to need time to plan. A lot of holiday companies saying, look, you know, people, you can't just let people know a week's notice that they can go away. Also, people worried about what happened last year. Loads of people headed off to places like Spain and France and then got caught out by the quarantine rules changing. This nightmare, ridiculous situation of the decision being made on a Thursday night ahead of lots of people travelling on a Friday and a Saturday. So making it really difficult for people. There's no reason why it needs to be done on such a short-nosed basis. But also the cost of tests. And we're looking at, you know, currently 400 quid per person in a family. So you're adding 1,200 quid to a family of four. And, you know, for a lot of people, that will be more than the cost of the actual package holiday. But they are talking now about lateral flow tests to fly back into the UK and lateral flow tests perhaps to get onto the plane in the first place, depending on what's required at the other end. And then only one PCR test at the end. The PCR test is the one that costs sort of 120 quid minimum. But again, there's no reason for them to cost that at all, because in Europe you can get them for 20, 30 euros.
Wow. OK, I didn't know that. And I think this is what goes back to it. If actually people are talking about the price and stuff, and there have been some real winners and some real losers in COVID. And yeah, actually, as someone who's had no real work, people are talking about being priced out of the holiday market. Personally, for me, unless any travel company's taking Nectar points, I'm already priced out.
Yeah.
But I don't see that as a problem, because you know what, personally, being selfish, I want to work my bum off this summer.
Oh,
but
absolutely.
There are going to be people that have worked throughout that need a break. And I think that kind of vacation bingo that we had last year, like an international version of Deal or No Deal, there's just no way to move forward.
No, indeed. I can remember being talking about going on holiday last year, and people say, why do you need to go on a holiday, you know, you've been on lockdown. Sorry, some of us have actually been at work. I mean, I think a lot of the people who've just been sitting at home, people who are furloughed, yeah. or people who, I mean, a lot of people obviously desperately not to be furloughed because the money is running out, and let's face it, you know, if you're on above average income, you've got 80% cap on that, you're really struggling financially. So I don't think we should sort of write those people off as, you know, just having a great time. But a lot of people who've just been doing, frankly, very little indeed. I can think of another phrase that I would love to say on the radio but can't. Thinking, oh, why do you need a holiday? See, some of us are still working every day. People stacking supermarket shelves and people running businesses have still been working every single day. And of course, many of the public sector, although apparently no one in my local council. It's interesting. The IMF has called for higher taxes on big companies, the companies that have made a load of the money, sort of the windfall tax from COVID, you know, the Amazon and the like, to help pay for the pandemic. I mean, two things on this. One, nobody who works for the IMF pays income tax, so they can do one. And two, if we're going to get someone to pay for all this, can we ask China to pay for it, please?
Oh, I don't like that. I think that this, I genuinely think as we come out of lockdown, that there is going to be international pressure on China. And I just really don't want a war, especially after the past 12 months we've had. There's never a convenient time, but please not this, now.
Not for you. What do you make also of the fact that Wales is apparently easing their restrictions earlier than they had had in their exit strategy because of the good data? And we're seeing amazing data in terms of deaths plummeting, hospitalizations plummeting, infections plummeting, all of that, all in the right direction. We've seen schools going back, and oh, what a surprise. All that modelling was wrong, saying we'd have a surge in cases. We haven't. Do you think that's going to add pressure on the Prime Minister to bring things forward sooner, or do you think he's going to stick rigidly to that roadmap?
To be honest, I think there's always pressure on the Prime Minister. I think the guy must be made out of granite at the moment, because, you know, there's pressure on all different sides. But he seems incredibly steadfast that he is going to stick to this roadmap. And as long as it doesn't go back, then I think a lot of people, I'll take it at this point in time.
Yeah, you see, this is the Stockholm syndrome everyone's in, like just being grateful for it. I think he's built out of blancmange, frankly. I think every time Sage or Public Health England or Michael Gove or Matt Hancock poke him, he just wobbles and says, yes, yes, OK.
The Breakfast Briefing with Julia Hartley Brewer on Talk Radio.
If you liked what you heard, please subscribe and give me a good review. And don't forget to catch me on the Talk Radio Breakfast Show every weekday from 6:30 until 10.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.